When was the last time you were amazed by the Word of God? Here's Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth.
In Psalm 119, we see a man whose relationship with God and with His Word pulsates with life, with passion, with warmth, with joy.
I mean, it was just the exalting in God's Word over and over and over again.
And He makes you feel that this is the one book you must read before you die.
And that was just such a beautiful way to start, to be reminded that it's not only true, but it's beautiful.
Last week, thousands of women gathered in Indianapolis, and thousands more joined us online for The Word. Behold the wonder.
I just loved how God's Word was lifted up as something to be delighted in, and as something to be craved and hungered for.
In my generation, I think people are hungry for God, and they're hungry for the truth, but sometimes it's hard to find where the truth is. We are surrounded by so much information, so many different opinions. There is a need to go back to the Word, to the truth.
So how do you cultivate hunger for the Word?
We heard the appetite is not like physical appetite. You eat and you get satisfied. With the appetite for the Word is something that is only growing. So come and taste and see.
Do we long for God's Word? Do we delight in it? Do we love it?
So I'm in that stage where I've tasted that is so beautiful, and I want to have more.
So how do you find delight in God's Word? Get your nose in this book. I beg you, I implore you, I plead with you, read it.
There is the lamp unto my feet. And the light unto my...
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast with Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, author of A Place of Quiet Rest. For October 10th, 2025, I'm Dana Gresh. Do you find it harder and harder to be impressed by things? Sometimes the more you've seen in life, the easier it is to think, I've seen better. Children, on the other hand, are constantly in awe. They gasp. They're delighted, amazed. Well, some things in life should never become ho-hum, and towards the top of that list is this. I want to have a childlike wonder at the Word of God. At True Woman 25, we prayed that God would help us recapture that wonder.
I have been praying that the Lord would meet us in revival. My name is Blair Lynn. I've been praying that for my own heart, and praying that for every woman that comes into this conference hall, and then also those who are watching.
My name is Laura Didachi, and I'm originally from France. The night before the conference, the staff met, we gathered, and we were called to just spread all over the convention center and then just pray over the different rooms and the different places.
I'm praying that every woman would have a deep, intimate experience with our Savior and Lord, and that we would treasure His Word above all else.
I was corresponding, texting over the weekend with a precious friend who lives in Europe, and she has recently been through some horrendous, painful circumstances in her family. And I talked with her just a week ago over WhatsApp, FaceTime, and she's weeping, she's pouring out her heart. Here's a woman who has been, she was at the last True Woman conference. She wasn't able to come this time, but here's a woman whose heart is broken, but she's grounded in the truth of God's Word, which is all that is keeping her together and helping her walk through this with her husband and with her children as God is working in each of those lives. But she was watching the True Woman live stream. I think her time was 5 or 6 hours later. So she was in the middle of the night. One night she was with a couple of friends. They were doing this together. We're talking, like, our sessions didn't end till 9:30. So that's what, 2:30 or 3:30 in the morning where she is. They've watched through the night. She's weeping. She's praying. She's supporting what God is doing here. So she was being ministered to, but she was also praying, as were so many in this country and around the world.
It's incredible to be here at True Woman 2025, 17 years after the first True Woman conference, and see what God has done. My name is Kimberly Wagner. Most people call me Kim. The True Woman movement is a movement that's gone far beyond what Nancy or the Revive Our Hearts team first thought would happen.
There is at least about 100 Slavic women or Russian-speaking women here at the conference. My name is Maria Gusenkov. Women were coming through the registration. I was able to greet them in Russian, Ukrainian. There are women who from Moldova.
My name is Carolina, and I was born in Eastern Europe in Moldova, and my family immigrated here when I was 18.
So from different countries of former Soviet Union, and they were coming through and coming through. They're hungry for the word.
My eyes did not dry, we're not dry all this time. I think I just enjoyed worshiping with all the ladies.
Hi, I'm Anastasia Snavely. My family were Ukrainian refugees from the Soviet Union. My family went through a lot of persecution. My dad was in jail for building Protestant churches, which was illegal. My mom taught Sunday school, which she was followed by the KGB. God's word is so precious. Without the Bible, they would not have made it through communism.
Years ago, I had the opportunity to meet a woman named Margaret Nicole. She's now in heaven. And when she was a little girl, the communists confiscated virtually all the Bibles in the country. Well, when Margaret was in her mid-30s, she was exiled to the United States. And shortly after she arrived in America, some new friends asked her, "What do you want for Christmas?" Well, Margaret didn't have to think very long about that. More than anything else, she wanted a Bible.
I needed the Lord to just send encouragement, to light a fire, to speak into my life and to pour into my life, because I feel drained sometimes.
She stood in the aisle of that bookstore and she said, "I wept and wept and wept for joy."
You know, the Lord has blessed me with the ability to be able to pour into other young women's lives, and now it's my turn. And now the Lord's pouring His truth and His word and encouragement, lighting a fire in my heart, and it's exactly what I needed.
I loved Kevin DeYoung.
We had asked him, "Can you tell us the whole story of the Bible in 45 minutes.
The storyline of the Bible can be told in this way. How can a holy God dwell in the midst of an unholy people?
Because he was able to take Genesis to Revelation and connect all the dots.
What went wrong in the garden will be set right in the garden city to come.
And I think he had 9 points.
Number one.
Boom, 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 boom.
The Bible is a story about children.
It was like a fire hydrant.
The Bible's a story about clothes.
My name is Anjanelle McClure, and I live in São Paulo, Brazil.
The Bible's a story about coming home.
I've been studying this. I've never seen all these things that he brought up, and so it was just amazing.
Robert and I were sitting next to each other during that message, and I'm going, "I never thought of that."
The Bible's a story about trees.
I never saw that way.
The Bible is a story about God's presence.
That's amazing.
The Bible is a story about eating.
I just want to go home and read my Bible. This is amazing.
The Bible is a story about angels.
Story about marriage.
Number 9. The Bible is a story about a man, a woman, and a snake.
There's so much more here. In fact, I will be going back and teaching my ladies' Bible study on Genesis 3.
We're reliving just a few of the highlights from last week's True Woman Conference. Our theme was the Word. Behold the wonder. Mary Cassian took us to an Old Testament passage where the scriptures were rediscovered and recovered in the days of Josiah.
Moving the Word from the corner to the center. That's what ignites a Josiah moment.
We have the wealth of the Bible in this country, and yet we just walk by it.
My name is Paulina Torres. How foolish of us that we could think that we could go through life without His Word, which is what sustains us.
Re-engagement with God's Word, moving it from corner to center, can ignite a powerful chain reaction. First comes conviction, a deep awareness of truth and the reality of sin. And this conviction fuels courage, the bold action to do what is right, even in the face of opposition. And when conviction and courage take hold, they generate contagion, a ripple effect that transforms not only individuals, but families and communities.
my message folded into all the other messages for me. Mm-hmm. For example, tearing down the idols. That sort of folded into what I was teaching from Psalm 130 is that the reason we need God's word every day is because we need mercy every day.
And we are called to bind ourselves to the Lord and his word. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not my default. One of the things I tend to bind myself to is my phone in my waiting.
I was just really convicted because very easily do I reach for my phone, especially as a young mother.
You ever notice you can't hardly make eye contact with someone? We can't even wait in a grocery line that our eyes are just like this because we can't wait for 3 minutes.
I am Sandra Martin. We use the phones all the time. We're glued to our phones. And it's important to understand what is its proper place so that it would not become an idol.
This past year, my husband was sick for a while, and it was fearful. It was painful, it was hard, there was a lot of waiting, and I was waiting on my phone. I was at work, I was taking care of life, and then at night when I came home and he still wasn't feeling well, my heart could not handle the fear and the hurt, so I started scrolling. I got in this habit of, you know, looking at what people were eating for dinner and other dumb things.
What do you need to get out of your life? These idols, these distractions, and just focus on the scriptures.
What was I doing? I was medicating. I was medicating because it hurt less when I was distracted. And I was binding myself to my screen and my scroll. What do you bind yourself to in the hard work of waiting? Wait on the Lord.
My name is Narine, and I am from Armenia. Very often we can be busy, even with good things, good works. I'm doing something good, I have lots of ministries, but I don't have good quality time with the Lord.
And it is a temptation. What do we choose the very first hours in the morning? Do we choose scrolling the phone, or do we choose opening the Word?
I am praying that the Lord will teach me the self-discipline that when I have a spare moment, to not reach for my phone, but to reach for God's truth.
This woman came to share with us. It was her first True Woman Conference, and she was so grateful. And then she said, "Would you pray for me? I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord."
The gospel is powerful by itself with no human help.
Kelly Needham inspired us to reach out to an unbelieving world with God's word.
The best eloquent wisdom in the world cannot aid it. It is powerful on its own.
My name is Maria Clausen, and I am from Hamburg in Germany.
Do not believe the lie that it's not powerful without human help.
She spoke a lot about how the gospel is offensive and it's foolish, and how much we can be afraid to share it because of that foolishness. But that it has power on its own, so we do not need to be afraid. I was really feeling like God was sending that just to me.
I'm Amanda Cassian from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I'm going back home emboldened to stand and behold Jesus even more than when I came, and to not be afraid to do so.
So let's see him. Jesus, who was in the beginning with God, behold him.
Jackie Hill Perry joined us as well. She challenged us to behold the living word.
Jesus, who is God, behold him.
That's what all of this is about.
I don't know if you see him yet, so I'll keep going. There he is in the garden, asking the Father to take the cup that had God's wrath for our sin in it, the Word who was in the beginning with God and was about to be forsaken by God. The Word.
Like, behold, behold the Word of God, the wonder of the Word, behold. And it was quite challenging.
God was in the Garden of Gethsemane reckoning with the fact that he was about to be forsaken by the God that he was always with. Behold his love.
So my name is Claudia Dusabuera. I'm originally from Rwanda. I don't remember the last time I saw women going down and praying and crying to the Lord.
Behold him as he becomes the propitiation for our sins, absorbing the wrath of God. So what we get is righteousness by faith. Behold him.
And there was a stirring of God's Spirit. Tears streaming down her cheeks as she is pleading with women to behold Christ and what beholding him does for everything else in your life. That is what we need. And then to see her go on her face down to the ground and to on the platform and pray over these women, a long prayer as women were coming in droves to the front to kneel and pray and crying out to the Lord.
Behold him who has conquered the grave.
God had a moment with me there, and I'm a pastor's wife, so there's a lot of ministry things going on, and there's been a lot of heartbreak this last couple of days. You know, when you lose friends and when people leave the church, it's just heartbreaking. And when Jackie was just saying, behold, behold if you get betrayed.
God of glory, we love you. And we thank you that you have loved us first.
So that was an amazing time for me. And I was just bawling. And it's like, God, I am so sorry I have not been beholding you these last couple of days. I've been distracted by this pain, this hurt.
I pray, God, that you would humble our hearts so that we would behold you.
It was just a really special time inside of just God speaking to my heart. Is just focus on me.
I pray for those who are enslaved to sin.
It was a perfect date for God and I to have this weekend.
We love you, and we thank you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I will forever in my mind remember, I stood onto the stage, I didn't say anything. And the women in front of me, thousands of them, went down almost row by row. They sat down row by row in, it was like a, oh, I don't know how to describe it still. They were in awe. Mm. Not of Shane and Shane, not of Jackie Hill Perry, clearly in awe of the living God of the universe.
Absolutely, I agree. And that was, I mean, the message was behold him.
Mm-hmm. And we did.
And we did.
And the women who were here this weekend, they're going back to their homes, to their churches, to their neighborhoods, to their workplaces, their hearts having been freshly warmed by the Word of God, living it out, and creating in others around them a hunger and a thirst for the Jesus they have seen, the living Word that they have experienced as they've opened the written Word. So my dream is that what happened here this weekend, it's just a beginning or a next step for many as they get into the Word. Many have been in the Word, but we're encouraging them to take a step further. So we challenged everybody 30 days after the conference. We've got a 30-day Bible reading challenge. Like, if this is new to you, get those muscles warmed up and get into it. And then we have encouraged the women, as this conference was the launch to a several-year Wonder of the Word campaign or initiative. Next year, 2026, we're going to read through the Bible together, women around the world. Some of them have done it before, some of them have never done it, but women reading in their own language, the Bible, and our team will be providing resources for them each day to help keep them going, to give them opportunities to share what they're learning, what God is teaching them. So we had a great big banner in the hallway and women signing that. I haven't even seen it yet, but I heard that it had a lot of names on it saying, I want to read through the Bible with you next year. And then all of that preparing, Lord willing, for 2027, when we'll be studying through the Bible together, as I'm in the process of recording 260 half-hour podcasts, walking women through the Word from Genesis to Revelation, or as my husband would say, from Genesis to the maps, and teaching through the Bible to help women, not just in 2027, study the Word together, women and children. We have Wonder of the Word for kids and teenage girls with the new wonder app for teenage girls. So every age we're engaging in this. So 27 is a big year for that. But all those resources will now be available to women around the world, currently in 14 different languages that are in process of being translated. The Wonder of the Word sessions. 16 more languages that are standing in line waiting to let us set them to translating if the Lord provides the funds for us to do that. If we were able to do all 30 of those languages, does that add up? 16 and 14, is that 30? Math isn't my thing. But if we could have the Wonder of the Word teaching in those 30 languages, that would make those resources available to 85% of the world's population for generations to come, years to come, passing on from one generation to the next. So this conference, Behold the Wonder of the Word, was really just us launching what we believe will be a many-year global and generational pushing out of the Word of God, getting women into the Word and getting the Word into them so that they encounter and meet the living Word, Jesus, who is going to be saving women, transforming their lives. We become what we behold. And as women are beholding Christ in this Word, their lives are going to be changed. They're going to become like Jesus. We're going to become more and more like Jesus. And I love it. I'm so grateful, so thankful to be in this process myself, and then having so many from our team and others around the world who are helping make this a reality, and believing that God is going, perhaps through the women of the Word, women who are taken with the wonder of the written and the living Word, who will be an instrument and a means of revival to women all around the world for the glory of Jesus and His great name.
The women in attendance at True Woman 25 left hungry for more of God's Word and challenged to read it, meditate on it, soak their minds in it, and live by it. And so here's your challenge. Will you commit to read God's Word every day for 30 days? You can sign up now for the 30-Day Quiet Rest Challenge. We'll send you daily email reminders for a month with scripture passages to read and questions to think about and apply to your life. To sign up for the 30-Day Quiet Rest Bible Reading Challenge, head to this page on our website, reviveourhearts.com/challenges. You'll be so thankful you did. And this is a great way to help get into the habit of reading the Bible daily, which will prepare you for reading through the Bible next year. Again, to sign up for the month-long Quiet Rest Challenge, go to reviveourhearts.com/challenges. Well, speaking of quiet rest, on Monday, Nancy begins a series on Psalm 131. It's a short psalm, only 3 verses long, but there's such rich content there. Her series is called How to Have a Quiet Heart. Have a wonderful weekend, and then please be back for Revive Our Hearts.
I will on your word, on your word, I will rely.
This program is a listener-supported production of Revive Our Hearts in Niles, Michigan, calling women to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.